Welcome to the 26th of December, 2019, and we're going to do a encore show today. This is a Thursday, the day after Christmas, happens to be an encore day. And we're going to be taking this encore show from the week before. Last year, during Christmas week, we were out. There's all kinds of encore shows we were airing then, and so we're moving a week prior. This is Friday. I forget the date on this, but it is the Friday before Christmas last year. And it's a Bob Green Today. And you'll get the full audio content of that. Unfortunately, our video cast is, for some reason, there's only 13 minutes of the Bob Green show on the video cast. Pretty weird. However, you can go back and look at it from last year. There's a pretty significantly large pre-show from last year. I was, you know, who knows what I was doing? Who knows what I was on? I'm kidding about being on something. But anyway, here it is, folks, from last December, 2018, this encore here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show of Bob Green Today.
And now the world-famous Phil Henry Show presents, in conjunction with the Phil Henry Show website, Bob Green Today. I'm General Galen Shaw. Here now is your host, Bob Green.
And thank you, General Shaw. And I like the I like the trimmed down intro, so I can say it.
Yes.
And this is Bob Green. I'm the CEO of Fraser Foods, one of the top grocery chains in all of America. I will tell you that I'm a little particular. I don't really like being called a grocery store clerk. So if you can avoid that, if you call the show, and we do take calls from time to time, not that much, but we do. I don't mean to be a...
Well, people might think you're a prima donna.
No, I don't. I'm not a prima donna. Believe me. You have never met... I don't think you've met anybody more humble. I come from humble origins. I come from a very humble background. I don't think I'm anything special. I don't think my, you know, to use the crude term...
No, you don't think it stinks.
I don't think it stinks, no. I do think it stinks.
No, you don't sit there thinking it doesn't stink. That's what I meant to say.
Right. I'm not sitting around all day long. I'm not sitting around all day long saying, gee, I wonder if it, well, you get the message. Welcome to, we got to cut that out.
All right. Make a note of that, will you, bud? We got to cut that out.
Sure thing.
Anyway, welcome. So thanks a lot. That's great. And I didn't reference anything about it smelling. Welcome.
Well, now you did. You want me to cut that out too?
Say that again?
Now you did. You want me to cut that out too?
Yes, please cut that out. You're right. I better... Should we start?
No, we've got it, but we'll edit it.
And so, thank you very much. Welcome to Bob Green Today. And we've got, I think, a very interesting program for you. We have a special guest. Don Mixa is going to join us because Don has listened at times to the intro, which is the theme from Fistful of Dollars, and the significance of that intro. And we thank General Shaw for... his wonderful read-in on that is that, you know, I don't think I'm anything special. A lot of people think you're a grocery store clerk, and so they want to put you down. So I had to build that image up a little bit, and that's why I use the theme from A Fistful of Dollars as I stride into town, you know.
Well, go ahead. This is the mental image that gives you strength.
I don't need to be given strength. I guess what I'm trying to do...
Well, you're trying to communicate the strength... To the audience.
That's it. I know a lot of you are saying, You're saying, who's this guy? He's got the smell of red onion and the stink of celery. Well, you're right. Cut that out. It's too angry. And I know a lot of you are thinking, well, he's a grocery clerk. So, big deal. Well, I don't like that. So I decided to use the theme from Fistful of Dollars so that I'm coming into town, the town being the conversation, the town being the podcast or netcast. I'm striding into it.
Are you wearing chaps? You know.
I'm not literally wearing...
Well, but you imagine that.
Yes, I imagine myself wearing chaps. It's all a mental thing. I have on chaps, and I'm a Mexican.
And that gives you the strength of...
It gives you the strength of mind. I know we have an awful lot of our... customers, people that are long-standing, loyal customers of Fraser Foods, that when I say I see myself as a Mexican to give myself strength, many of you, understandably, are disturbed by that. A lot of emails will be coming in tomorrow. You want me to explain? You'll want me to take it back? I hope you don't. I guess I'll have to, right?
Well, Bob, it depends upon your...
Don't say anything that makes that puts me down.
All right. Yes, it's your decision, Bob, whether you want to or not.
Right. And again, to be honest, I remember seeing the movies. I admired the Mexican characters. That's why I see myself in chaps with a mustache. I don't know. I think I'm making it worse. Anyway, welcome. Don Mixer will be on to demonstrate his great trumpet playing. And I'm hoping he brings his trumpet this time. Don was on the Phil Hendry Show back in March of this year. And is Phil going to do his...
Phil Hendry will be doing some of his favorite bits from 2018, yes.
That's going to be a big show. You won't want to miss that. That'll be coming out on New Year's Eve. Phil Hendry's favorite bits from 2018. No, wait, what's it called?
It'll be some of Phil's favorite bits from 2018. We hope he doesn't miss too many that you like, but these are what he likes.
You're kidding, right?
No, that's the...
That's the title of the show?
That'll be the title of the show, yeah.
And I guess I don't know whether I want to be on that show or not.
I think you'll probably be in a few of them, yes.
And which ones?
Well, what you're dealing with tonight.
All right, well, what we're dealing with tonight is I put this on me. I made an effort to explain what Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays are like for those of us who are in the grocery store, supermarket business. And people misread it. They thought I was talking about jail rape. I don't know how. All I'm trying to say is that when Thanksgiving and Christmas rolls around, it's extremely busy in the grocery business.
As well, people should imagine that it is.
Absolutely. If you go shopping, you can see that.
Yes.
And we hold on to something when we think about it, not while we're working, but when I think about Christmas and New Year's, I got to stop. I have to hold on to something. And it is very difficult to explain, but autonomically or automatically, I guess, my butt, you know,
it sticks out.
Yeah, it's like I'm, I don't know.
Well, you don't want people to think but what's happening is you're grabbing.
I'm grabbing something, I'm gritting my teeth, and I stick my butt out.
And what does that mean?
Three guesses. So it's very automatic. So it's nothing I think about. People will say to a grocery store clerk, hey, Thanksgiving, and you grab a hold of the sides of a refrigerator.
Grit your teeth,
and just, boy, the minute there I sounded like you, didn't I?
You did? Were you trying to do an impression?
No, I just went grit, like that. Maybe I should do impressions of you. Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't be good enough. I'm not like Hendry. Okay, never mind.
Well, Bob, everyone knows what the great Bob Green.
Oh, don't give me the great. Don't start ladling on real. Don't start spreading it on nice and thick and laying down a really good base.
For some apricot preserve.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. I know what you're doing. But yes, I know I'm great in the grocery business. All I'm trying to say is when someone says, hey, Bob, next week is Christmas week, I grab the sides of a refrigerator, grit my teeth, close my eyes, push my butt out, and go, yeah,
You're anticipating.
You're anticipating, yeah. And that's what being a grocery store owner and a CEO of a grocery chain is like during the Thanksgiving and Christmas season. Now, here's the thing to understand. I am a grocery, I'm in the retail business. I'm in the retail food business. This whole idea of being a grocery clerk or I'm the grocery store is, yeah, technically right, but you have to understand how hard I fought and what I've overcome to get to where I am today, the head of Fraser Foods. When we bought this company, it wasn't just me. It was me and about five or six of my partners that I slowly but surely, I bought them out. And now I'm the majority stakeholder in Fraser Foods.
So you're not just the CEO, you are the majority owner.
That is correct, yes. And so I've been up some tough roads. And when you say, oh, there goes the grocery guy, once again, I'm grabbing the side of a refrigerator. And I don't want to have to do that.
So it isn't just the Thanksgiving.
It's not just Thanksgiving. It's not just Christmas. Anytime someone says, there goes Bob Green, grocery store owner, I turn and I look for anything that I can grab the sides of and go, oh, and the pain passes, you know.
So would you say this is psychosomatic?
Wait, hold on for a minute. Is this the way the show is supposed to go?
What do you mean?
Where you're asking me questions? And...
Yeah. I'm sort of interviewing you. You're the star of the show.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so is it psychosomatic?
What is psychosomatic?
In other words, you're imagining the pain.
Yeah, I would say it is psychosomatic from that standpoint. But, you know, what's the difference between gritting your teeth and waiting for
a penis?
See, Phil is going to...
Dad's calling now.
What's that?
Dad, Phil's calling now.
Who?
Phil Henry is calling in now.
All right, Phil Henry is calling in. Should I...
Yeah, go ahead and take it.
I don't like the way you see. That's the whole thing. Can we not... You roll back. I don't like the way that the general said, yeah, go ahead and take it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So, because of what we're discussing. Well, Phil Henry is joining us here on our newsmaker line, or what Phil calls the newsmaker line. We'll get him up here on line number 4 and find out what is going on with Phil. And that is a pleasure, Phil. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob, and thank you for filling in for us tonight, because I've got so much stuff that I've been doing tonight and tomorrow. But I wanted to...
Say that again?
Say what again?
Say that you got so much stuff to do.
I didn't understand you, Phil.
I have so much stuff I'm doing tonight and tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So I heard you say that you grit your teeth and stick your rear end out. There's a lot of reference to sexual assault that I'm, you know...
Well, it isn't really assault. I guess it is.
Yeah, see, I'm not comfortable with that because... You know, where it might have been funny 10 years ago. Now, I got this whole situation brewing with Margaret.
Now, what's going on with her?
Well, she says that it was, you know, Bud sexually harassed her.
Bud, you talking about?
Bud, you did. When you said, hey, all she said was she was stretching her voice. And you said, what, you mean?
I didn't say that.
Well, she imagined it.
It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. The mere fact... that you guys pretty much confirmed it when you were laughing and you were saying, ha-ha. When you said, Bud...
I didn't say the butthole.
You said you got to differentiate. The point being, I consulted an attorney, and that is technically sexual harassment. Now, she's going to call up later, and we could have a problem.
All right, Phil, excuse me, but what's this got to do with Bob Green today?
I'm sorry.
You're taking up my time.
I'm sorry, Bob. I wanted to tell you, but it dovetails.
Dovetails?
It dovetails into what it is you're talking about, which is, you know, getting assaulted sexually from behind.
Well, that's what Christmas and things. All right.
I mean, what if that's what he's talking about?
Well, who's doing the assaulting?
The customers. And I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying it's akin to that.
In other words, Christmas and Thanksgiving are akin to you being assaulted or anybody being assaulted.
I'm not saying it's exactly like that. It's the same intention. Here's what it is. When the customer comes into the store, they look at the grocer and they go, okay, bitch. Ben, you know what I'm saying? In other words...
No, I don't know what you're saying.
In other words, they're saying... You're gonna take what I got to give you.
Oh, man.
You know what? Never mind.
Yeah, so I'm just warning you guys, all right? Just warning you guys.
All right, well, Phil, thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I understood that.
Well, he's worried that you're going to be mocking something that shouldn't be mocked.
I'm just telling you, when it comes to being a grocery store clerk, and I got these people coming in, and they look me up and down like, okay, boy... I don't know.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you sure that happens?
What are you guys... All right, sorry. Are you questioning me? This is Bob Green today. All right, we'll be right back. We got some stuff. I don't know what it is, but I'm depressed now because you guys are...
We're questioning you.
Yeah, I'm very depressed.
Bob Green today. We'll be back right after this word from Fraser Foods.
Hi, folks. It's Bob Green for Fraser Foods, one of the top grocery stores in all of America. We've got some 27 stores to the southeast and the southwest. And I want to tell you, this week, we got the Hammerson's turkeys. We also have the Butterbee, not the Butterball. We have Butterbees and Butterboys. Those are the two turkeys that we do carry, Butterbee and Butterboy. The Butterboy, in my opinion, is the top turkey of all time. This is a badass turkey. Excuse my language. This turkey, when it was alive, I'm serious, it could hurt you. It would hurt any man, any full-sized man would, you know, back up a few steps when this turkey came striding around. and to actually slaughter it so it'd be ready for your table. Yet, you know, guys got injured.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, my God.
Butterboy turkeys. They're so tough. They're so hard-ass. They're so badass. People get injured trying to make them ready for your Thanksgiving table. Maybe someday someone will get killed. Butterboy turkey. The turkey that can kill the man that's about to kill it so you can eat it at the thing.
The thing being Thanksgiving. I'm Bob Green.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Bob Green Today. Yes, Bob Green, striding into the arena of public discourse, wearing chaps and, just for these purposes, of Hispanic origin, Bob Green.
Don't do it anymore because it sounds stupid.
Well, that's what's the script.
I know, I wrote the script, folks. Bob Green with a mustache. He's Hispanic. I just...
See, I'm surprised we didn't get a call on that.
Why would we get a call on that?
Well, there you're going, hey, here comes Bob Green. He's Mexican.
And I'm saying that makes me hard-ass.
All right, okay.
I'm Bob Green, and for the purposes of this podcast, I'm a Mexican. I don't know.
What does that mean?
It means I rule the roost, man. I'm the bad boy on the block. I'm the guy coming into town. I'm going to clean things up.
Well, Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood wasn't Mexican. He was a white man.
Let me tell you something, Ace. First of all,
Bud, be quiet. I get to talk on a Mr. Henry show.
Not on this show.
Not on my show.
But he's saying that, what are you saying?
What am I saying? What is it? Well, you said that he's a Mexican. He's a white man. I said he's a white man.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk.
I'm telling you that Mexicans are Caucasians, okay? So when you say he's Mexican...
Well, it's more of an ethnic slur.
What's the slur?
Yeah, I'm putting them down and...
I'm not putting them down. I'm saying when I am striding into town, you know, forget it.
God, I'm tired.
Get down, mixer.
Okay, man. Since when does he yell out?
Hey, bud, don't yell. Just,
Okay, we have Don Mixa on line number 6.
All right, Don Mixa's with us. Speaking of the, you heard the glorious, glorious strains there of the song for, what is it called? A Fistful of Dollars. It's a beautiful, beautiful song, a beautiful instrumental. And Don Mixa's is joining us from Las Vegas, Nevada. Don, as you know, is a professor of engineering at the University of Washington, but he's having himself a little bit of a vacation tonight, and we're going to join him there from Vegas. Don, I'm so happy to talk to you. Where are you located right now as opposed to, you know, Las Vegas, a big place?
Well, that's true. Right now I'm on a floor. I'm over here at Bally's, and I'm going to go next door to Flamingo. These are some places that I enjoy, that traditionally I've enjoyed. And
now, Bally's is on the Four Corners there?
Bally's is just down. We're on the corner here in the Four Corners. You get the... Bellagio, and you have Caesars, and Flamingo is up the street. So,
and you were on the program, the Phil Henry program, last spring. You didn't have your trumpet though.
Oh no! That was a misunderstanding by Phil. He wanted me to play the trumpet. I said, "Well, here's how I play the trumpet." He said, "Well, where's your trumpet?" I said, "I don't have it with me." But it doesn't matter. This is what it sounds like.
Okay.
You don't have your trumpet now, do you, Don?
Hey, General, how you doing?
I'm fine. Do you have your trumpet?
No, I don't have my trumpet, no.
Well, you knew you were going to come on with me.
I did know I was coming on with you, yes, but I'm not going to carry my trumpet onto the casino floor here at Bally's. I'm just going to, I'm playing a few games of blackjack, and probably I'm going to go do some keno, and I'm going to get on the one-armed bandit here in a little bit, maybe play some video poker, too, but I don't have my trumpet with it. I figured what I would do is I would play it. I would do it on my mouth.
But that's what you did last spring.
I know. What?
Well, a lot of people said it didn't prove that you knew how to play the trumpet.
Believe me when I tell you. Hey, I'm a member of a 17-piece orchestra, okay? I get out, I play the trumpet, I wear a white tuxedo jacket, I've got the cummerbund. I mean, what?
All right, so you actually stand up and play a trumpet.
I stand up, yes, and I've got a trumpet with me, yeah.
Do you play the trumpet?
All right, can I demonstrate?
Well, you're going to be playing your mouth again.
I'm not playing my... This is... Let me tell you...
What we're asking here, Don, do you play the trumpet?
The best way for me to answer that is to demonstrate how good I am.
Yeah, but you're not playing the trumpet, you're playing your mouth.
But it's exactly how I play the trumpet. I just don't have it with me.
How... Can you go home and get it?
go home. I live in L.A. Right now I'm living in L.A., and a lot of times I'm in Las Vegas.
Well, what about to your hotel room?
I got to go all the way across the street to my... Okay.
All right, well,
I mean, I don't know. I got to go across the street to my hotel, okay, where I'm going to wake up probably 5 or 6. You know, I came here with a bunch of people, some buddies and their girlfriends. So there's about 6 or 7 people in my room right now sleeping. That's why I'm down here, you know, playing dice and, you know, doing some gambling.
What do you have, a suite or something?
A what?
Do you have a suite? You got 6 or 7 people.
What do you mean a suite? I can't afford that. I got two queen size. Yeah, I got double beds, two queen size beds, a bathroom and a sitting room.
And you've got 6 people in there.
Oh boy, listen to you guys. And you've got. Have you guys ever stayed in a hotel? I mean, I'm not even sure if you know how to do that or not.
Yes, I've stayed in hotels. All right, so.
Let me just show you. That's the song, right? Is it Fistful of Dollars?
Yes, it's Fistful of Dollars. But if you're gonna play it on your mouth.
I'm not playing it on my mouth. I'm demonstrating what it sounds like when I play the trumpet. Here it is. All right, good enough? I'm not going to...
No, it's not good enough because that's not the trumpet. That's not a trumpet, Don. That's you going with your mouth.
Me going with my mouth? God damn, that sounds...
I didn't mean that. I meant you're playing it with the mouth.
You guys want to know what I sound like playing the trumpet?
I want to hear you play the trumpet.
Okay. In order for you to hear me play the trumpet, I've either got to go across the street and get my trumpet, and by the time I come back here, you're going to be probably off the air. Because it's a very busy night here in Las Vegas, okay? And if you think I'm giving up my spot here at the table, you guys are dreaming. You're going to have to wait until I, you know, cash out.
We got to wait till you cash out so you go across the street and get your trumpet, come back here.
Yeah, it's going to take probably an hour and a half. You guys will be off the air by then.
I don't understand how it is you get away with this, but...
Hey, Mr. Green, I play trumpet in an orchestra.
So people come, and they see you standing there playing a horn.
They see me standing there with a horn, yes.
Yeah, but wait a second.
Do you want me to do it, or... Listen, I dare you. I dare you to find somebody who plays trumpet better than this. Listen to this. Now that's exactly the way I play the trumpet.
And you guarantee that?
Absolutely.
So if I came out to see, when's your next performance?
I have to get the schedule. I got it in my room.
You know, you're very conveniently without a horn. You don't have the schedule.
Hey, whoa. Did you guys call me up to hassle me? Because I got way better things to do.
No. We didn't call to hassle.
I got way better things to do than talk to you. I'm sorry, but to talk to you two squirrels. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah, I heard you. All right, fine.
All right, so here it is.
Well, that's not even playing the trumpet. That doesn't sound like you're playing. It sounds like you're just going, It sounds like you're humming.
No, you guys, you don't even know what a good trumpet player sounds like. I'm a great trumpet. I'm not just good. I'm great. Now listen to this, and just please don't interrupt me. Yes, I'm playing the mouth, okay? I'm humming this, but this is exactly what my trumpet playing sounds like. And I play piano.
Hold on. You say you play piano.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Doodle-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Now, see, that's...
Well, that's not you playing... Hey, okay, now I know. You and Lang Delton... Oh, man.
I don't know Lang Delton. I wouldn't know Lang Delton if he showed up at my front door bleeding and dying, okay? I wouldn't know who he is. Man, I wouldn't know him at all. Not at all. But I'm telling you that if that's what he does, he's a man after my own heart.
A man after your own heart. So you play the trumpet with your mouth?
I play trumpet.
And you play piano?
You better believe I play piano. I just don't happen to have one with me.
Why don't you do this, Don? When you come across a trumpet and a piano, call me anytime, day or night, and I'll put a tape recording on it, and we'll listen to it, okay?
Listen to what?
You playing a piano. You playing piano and playing a trumpet.
I'm doing it right now.
No, you're not. You're playing mouth piano.
I'm not playing mouth piano. I'm playing the piano. I'm doing piano with my mouth.
You're doing piano with your mouth. Well, There's a million jokes there.
Oh, yeah, no, I guarantee there's a million jokes there. For guys like you, sure, there's a million jokes there.
But what does that mean, guys like us?
Because you guys can't let anything go without turning it into something that is filthy, that is diseased, that will cause scabs and pustules and eventually make it burn when you urinate.
In other words, VD.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I got to tell you something. I gave you every opportunity here, Mr. Is it Mixer?
That's right. Hold on. This is the M Squad theme. You know that one?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it with a trumpet.
You're hearing it with a trumpet. Here it is. Now, see what I do with that? I just kind of...
You're not doing that with a trumpet. You're doing it with your mouth.
That's what she said. Huh? Shit, you got...
In keeping with the policy of the Phil Henry Show, we hang up on them. They don't hang up on us.
Oh, hold on for a minute. What did you...
I hung up on him.
I'm the host of... Sorry. I'm the host of the show.
Bob Green Today. We'll be right back.
I'm Green.
Bob, stop crying, will you?
Hi, this is Don Mixa inviting you to pick up my brand new CD, Don Mixa on the Town. I play some of the great jazz standards on the trumpet, and I know a lot of these songs you've heard. You've almost forgotten some of them, but you hear them again, and suddenly your toes are tapping. This one, Stranger in Paradise. Yes, directly from the record to you. How about this one, Stranger on the Shore? And I'm no stranger myself to improvising and really busting out and playing those blistering solos like this one. That's me, Don Mixa, playing the trumpet. Actually, playing the trumpet with my mouth. But the trumpet during that recording session was broken. So I played mouth trumpet. But you'd never know the difference here on Don Mixa, Man About Town. Yep, occasionally I get a sore throat. Don Mixa, A Man About Town. Pick it up at Bull Dyke Records and Tapes.
Welcome back here to Bob Green Today. Yes, Bob Green Today. I know my mind, and I know the things that I want to talk about. I know what I believe in. And that's why I stride into the arena of conversation wearing chaps, a sombrero that looks good. I don't look like a little man with a sombrero. I'm 5'5", but the sombrero fits. Anyway.
Right. So here's Bob Green now, and Bob, we have on the line Mavis Leonard.
Mavis, I've been wanting to talk to you because you had some questions relative to... Well, I think you had questions relative to yoga. Now, I know that we happen to have... who calls in the show occasionally, we have Dean Wheeler. Are you saying you were taking some lessons from Dean Wheeler?
No, but I did not say that. I said that I enjoy yoga, and I wanted to learn all the latest yoga. And if you can hold on for a minute, Charlie, that's the Carl's Jr. there. And I wanted to learn all the latest from yoga.
And you wanted to learn all the latest from yoga because you want to be healthy.
I wanted health. I wanted flexibility. And I also wanted to know the different positions and postures that most Westerners don't know. I had heard Dean Wheeler talking about the 360 head twist that he teaches in yoga. And I went to my yoga teacher, a girl by the name of Kimberly Braunschweiger, and I said I want to learn the head spin. And she said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So that was your first indication that this yoga... What was her name?
And my yoga teacher that I went to is Kimberly Braunschweiger. You know, and we used to make fun of her. We called her the lunch spread or the full spread, you know. Or the spread out.
What'd you call her that?
Her last name is Braunschweiger.
Oh. So, and she would not teach you the head spin.
She said to me that it's not a real yoga And so I called up Dean Wheeler over at the resort there, Wheeler's Resort. I said, "Do you know about a head twist?" He said, "That's Yo Go." And I said, "That's for me." And so I went over to Wheeler Resort, learned yoga, and I was there like one other guy, and that was it. And Wheeler came in, took one look at us, kind of shook his head, sat down and made some notes, got on the phone. I could hear him crying and about how I didn't have enough people and all this. And then he said, "Excuse me, I got to go to the toilet." I know I heard him dry heaving in there.
Wait, can I... Go ahead. You're saying Dean Wheeler was dry heaving because he had too few students?
I don't know what his problem was. He came, he saw two people there, and he shook his head, and I could hear him saying, "I don't want to, he sounded like a little girl. Then I could hear him in the bathroom, you know. Then he came out, and he said, "Today we're going to learn the head spin." I said, "Now that's for me." He said, "Man," I said, "that's the whole reason why I'm here, Mr. Wheeler. I want to learn how to do the head 360 like the Blair." He said, "Well, that's what we, Nick, we call it the Blair or the Linda." Now, what we call, he said, "We call it the Linda Lou Hoochie Coo," you know, and...
The Linda Lou Hoochie Coo, standing for Linda...
Standing for Linda Blair, yeah. And he said, "All right, let's do our head twist." And I said, "I'm not leaving this class." I said, "By mid-August," this was back in June, I said, "By mid-August, I want my head going all the way around, or I'm..."
Or what? Yeah, or what?
Or I want some. I'm going to take it out of somebody's ass around here.
You're going to take it out of. Wow. Yeah, that's. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I said, "Look, you know, I want the Linda Lou Hoochie Coo, and I want to see it and feel it." And he says, "You know," I said, "by mid August, I want my head just going, yeah, baby, just shoo-hoo, all the way. I want to be able to see. I want a full panoramic view. Starting right here, then I want a full panoramic view going all the way around."
Now, do you think that's possible?
If I don't learn how to do the 360 head move, oh, man, it's going to be bad.
We're talking here with Mavis. We're talking here with Mavis Leonard, who is a frequent guest of the Phil Hendry Show. She wanted to learn what is called the Linda Lou Hoochie Coo, or the 360 spin. That is, twisting her head all the way around like Linda Blair in The Exorcist, something that Dean Wheeler, who teaches yoga, says he could teach you. Now, you couldn't learn that in yoga, could you?
No, I could not learn it yoga. There's no way. Every yoga teacher I found said, "I want to learn the Linda Lou Hoochie Coo," and they're looking at me like I'm something that just crawled out from in between the cheeks of some fat man's ass, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so I finally said to Dean Wheeler, I said, "Look, I'm going to learn the 360. I want my head going full panorama. Or you just better not show up for class."
So that you're threatening that man. Did he call the police?
No, he did not. He did not. He took on the challenge. And I can tell you today, I can twist my head from front all the way to the back. But it doesn't go completely around yet.
From the front all the way to the back.
That's correct, yeah. In other words, I don't know if you saw that sack that Kenny Anderson took of the Cincinnati Bengals where the head got twisted around.
Yes, I did see that.
But that's where my head looks. So if I'm walking down the street, you're looking at the back of my head. And I'm just going to, you know, I was thinking about cutting the face into my hair.
All right, well, that's great talking with you, Mavis. I don't know why we even booked you.
Because I wanted to come on the Phil Hendry Show, and he's not on today.
Oh, okay. Good luck learning the Linda Lou and the what is it?
Linda Lou Hoochie Coo. Jesus H, man. Come on, Jack.
All right, I'm sorry, Mavis. Mavis Leonard on the world here on the
Bob Green Today.
On Bob Green Today.
Yeah, you got that down, don't you? Bob Green. How about Bob Green yesterday? Or didn't he keep very well?
Isn't that funny?
Is that it, Amon?
Oh, sorry. Thank you very much, Mavis.
Next up.
Bob Green Today will be right back.
Right back after what?
Would you kill the phone call?
Don't worry about that.
All I'm trying to say...
Hi, friends. Bob Green for Fraser Foods. You know, with Christmas coming up, You're going to want to get your Christmas turkeys. You're going to want to get your pumpkin pies. You're going to want to get your vegetables. And, of course, the all-important cranberry sauce. And, let's face it, you want to, you know, sort of round out the dinner with a fine bottle of wine. I can recommend no better wine than Murgatroyd's 30% Fortified. Now, I understand that a lot of you folks out there want that real nice Napa stuff, the Cabernet Sauvignon. I'm telling you, you can't beat Murgatroyd's 20% alcohol, fortified stuff. I mean, what do you want, you know? You drink it, don't you want to get a buzz? I don't know.
Fraser Foods, now in their 38th year
in Buena Park. Welcome back, folks, here to Bob Green Today. Margaret Gray joining us on the phone here from her home in Santa Monica, California. Margaret, I'm going to bring you up here on our line. Margaret Gray joining us. Margaret, I know that you're at the mall. You're doing a little bit of Christmas shopping, and gosh, I'll tell you what, there's no better time, I guess, than, well, there's no better time for Christmas shopping than around Christmas, huh?
Oh, well, that's true. But I'm calling for a different reason, Bob.
I know.
You do know.
Yeah, I heard.
Well, Margaret, the word came to us that you talked to a lawyer.
I did talk to a lawyer, and I'm here to tell you that Bud Dickman, Phil Hendry, and the entire staff there at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, all right?
Yeah?
What was done, and Bob, I'm not talking to you. You were not a part of it. But when Bud Dickman, 1 year ago, and I'm glad that I heard that show today, Bud.
Dude, wait a second. You can't hang that on me.
I'm hanging on you the following. Because I consulted an attorney, and when you said, oh, you didn't differentiate between butthole and something else, that's technically sexual harassment. And you are up for grabs, Bud. So keep that in mind. Up for grabs.
You're trying to hurt me.
Look, Ms. Gray, you're not trying to hurt the kid, are you?
Am I trying to hurt the kid? No, I don't want to hurt the kid, but I'll tell you this much. I'm a little tired of this tomfoolery, and it's going to end. Because I'm talking about needing to stretch it, and I shifted in my seat.
Yeah, see?
No, not see anything. I shifted in my seat, and I reached up to pull my dress out of the...
So you're admitting you reached up to pull your dress out of the crack of your ass.
Of all the people, General, I would expect to have a little more class.
Isn't that what you told me?
Oh.
She told me after she said, yes, I reached up to pull my dress out of the crack of my ass. But that was, you know, had nothing to do with anything.
Yes, see?
No, that's exactly right. It had nothing to do with anything. I was talking about my throat.
Well, don't I supposed to think, you know, and...
Don't you argue with me, or so help me God, Bud. I'll make this doubly hard. I'll bring in the finest legal minds, and I'll see to it that you're swinging from the bars in the primate house come sundown. God damn it.
Yeah, I had to hang up on her.
Of course.
Yeah, she flipped her lid.
Well, look, you know, I want no part of this. No part of it at all. And as far as I'm concerned, Henry's got a big problem. This woman sounds serious.
Look, I don't doubt she's got a case. But by the same token,
what?
Well, I mean, no. She reaches up to pull a dress out of the crack of her ass. Got nothing to do with anything.
She was uncomfortable. She was talking about a very specific thing, her throat. You, Dickman, you blew it.
How do you know about it?
Because I'm an employer. Oh, shit. Let me out of this hell. Let me out of the hell of this show. Now.
Bob Green Today.
I'll do it. Bob Green Today, a presentation of the views and news from Bob. I was going to say a presentation of the news and the views. You do it.
Bob Green Today.
Oh. Oh, God, you balled your fist up?
That's right. Bob Green Today, a presentation of Bob's dumbass.
Okay, that's it. Just kill a recording.
All right.
I do not want to release this recording at all. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Not at all.
Yes, sir.
Now, why is the music still playing?
It's, you know, sounds nice.
All right, just so everybody understands, do not, under any circumstances, release this recording. I want to do another one.
Yes, of course.
Thanks.
You leaving?
Yes, I'm glad when I get the hell out of here. I can't stand the smell of this place.
Is he gone?
Yes.
Bob Green Today, a presentation of The Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
I say something?
No.
Just get my sunglasses.
Yeah.
You look cool in those sunglasses, Mr. Green.
Thank you.
Bob Green today, striding down the main boulevard of conversation in chaps with a mustache. Yes, for these purposes, he's Hispanic.